Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
So let me explain a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. As you run your business, you need to be able to render a service, keep your clients happy, and then at the same time, make sure that you get paid. And occasionally, sometimes more often than you'd like, you don't get paid. So the question that we're going to answer today is, how can you pursue the person that owes you money or the company that owes you money on your own without having to pay someone like me, an attorney? Because I'm expensive. It costs a lot of money to hire someone like me to take your case through the court system. And the court system is not the most efficient system that you can imagine and I deal with on a regular basis. So we're going to walk through each of the steps in the process so that when you leave here today, you will know whether your case is worth pursuing, if you decide to, how to do it, and then what are the steps all through the process to get you to the finish line. Okay, so the first thing you need to understand is, when can you bring a case in small claims court? So as a business, if you bring a case in small claims, you can handle it yourself, meaning you don't need to hire a lawyer. But a small claims case is a case valued at less than $5,000. Any case that you want to bring that's worth more than $5,000, you need to bring in either county court or circuit court. And if you do that as a business, the rules require that you have to hire a lawyer. Now, lawyers made the rules, so that's why they require you to have lawyers represent you as a business in a case above that amount. So the small claims process is a very simplified process. It takes what we deal with in county and circuit court, which are the bigger jurisdictions, and it simplifies it to as a simple and quick process as possible, and we're going to go through that. So, cases worth less than $5,000 are small claims. Between $5,000 and $15,000 is county. You'll need a lawyer to handle that case. And anything above $15,000 is a circuit case. And again, you'll need a lawyer for that. To file the case in any of these jurisdictions requires a fee, whether you do it or a lawyer does it. And on average, the fee ranges between $50 to $60 on the low end to upwards of $300. That's the fee that you pay the clerk when you file the case. Now, filing a lawsuit should always be considered the absolute last resort. I was talking to a client today that called me before this presentation, and he was describing to me that he was owed $30,000 for some work that he did, some tile work that he did, and he wasn't getting paid. So unfortunately, he had no written agreement. And if you don't have a written agreement, then it limits your ability to recover your legal fees, because in order to recover your legal fees in the state of Florida, you need to have a written contract signed by the parties that says that the winner gets their legal fees. So if you have a handshake agreement and you don't get paid, you may not be able to recover your legal fees. The other way to recover your legal fees, especially in construction, is if you have a lien or a bond claim. So if you record a lien on a piece of property and you prevail, then you can get your legal fees as the prevailing party on the lien. Unfortunately, the person that called me, he didn't send his preliminary notice, a notice to owner, so he has no lien rights on the job. So what I told him is that he's going to spend several thousand dollars with me, so he's better off cutting a deal with the other side for the certainty of getting paid now. So if he could get $26,000, $27,000 of his $30,000, be done, sign a release, and everyone goes their way, that's probably a better result than paying someone like me, because I'm not in the guarantee business. I can't guarantee that you're going to win your case, and I can't guarantee that even if we win, the other side has any money. Because that's another risk you have to deal with. You spend money, you spend time and effort, you get a judgment, you win your case, and you find out that at the end of the day, you did all that work, you spent all that money, and the other side can't pay you. If you can't prove a meeting of the minds, and the way you do that typically is a signature, then it becomes hard to prove. So an invoice that has terms and conditions that's signed by the other side, that's a contract. A purchase order, that's a contract. A delivery ticket signed by the other side, you know, we can argue that's a contract as well. Ideally, you set up in a business like yours, you have a credit application that has your terms and conditions, that's signed, and then you extend credit as you sell merchandise or products or construction services or construction materials. But again, it's important that in that agreement it says that the prevailing party is entitled to recover their legal fees. Yeah, so if you have a written agreement and it says has lots of terms and conditions, but it doesn't say that the prevailing party recovers their legal fees, even if you get that signed, you still won't be able to recover your legal fees. You always want to try to consider providing a small discount to resolve the case. Now, emotionally, that sometimes is hard to do. You're like, damn it, I want my money. But if you step back and think about it like a business person, you may decide, you know what, let me give a discount. I made a bad decision by doing business with this person. Let me not make a second bad decision by spending lots of money in legal fees and then not resolving it. Now, sometimes you have no choice, right? Sometimes that you're owed money and they're willing to pay you nothing, so you're left with no choice but to pursue it. But if you can make a deal that's palatable, then you should try to do that. You've decided, okay, I've tried to resolve it, I can't resolve it, I need to proceed forward with my case, my small claims case. What do I have to do? So the first thing is, who do you have a contract with? Who are you gonna sue? You need to look up their information to determine that. Ideally, you've done that before you signed a contract with them or before you entered into any agreement with them. So the way you can do that is you can go to sunbiz.org, that's the Secretary of State for the state of Florida, and you type in their company name, and it'll tell you if it's an active company, if it's an LLC, it'll tell you who the owners and officers are. That's probably good information to know before you start your relationship, but you'll definitely need it if you decide that you're going to sue somebody. Also, if you are a business person, you need to make sure your own entity, your company, is active and registered with the Secretary of State. Sometimes clients come to us and they say, I'm owed some money, I want to sue the other side, and we look up not only the other side but our own client and determine, oh, they forgot to pay their Secretary of State refiling fee. So you need to get that corrected before you bring your own action. If not, the judge can dismiss your own case even though you may be right and you may be entitled to money. So you need to make sure your house is in order before you proceed with your case.
This episode is brought to you by CPVCFireSprinklerReport.com. With recent lawsuits alleging that CPVC fire sprinkler pipe is defective, contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers now have a place to get accurate and up-to-date information. Visit CPVCFireSprinklerReport.com to learn the latest and protect your company.
Now, you have a certain amount of time to bring your case. So Section 9511 of Florida statutes talks about that. If you have a written contract, you have up to 5 years. A verbal contract is 4 years. Lien and bond claims are 1 year from the lien date or the date of last work on the project. So that's on a lien or a bond claim. It's much, much shorter. So then the next question is, all right, I'm ready to file my suit. Where do I do it? If it's an incident, like a negligence case, you do it where the incident happened. Most of the time, you can do it where the defendant, the person you're suing, resides. So if your business is with someone that's based in Broward, and they you need to sue them, you probably have to sue them in Broward County small claims rather than in Dade County where you may be located. So when you go to sunbiz.org and you see, it'll say where their principal office is, that's one place you can sue them. Now, if they have offices throughout the state, you could pick any of the locations as well and sue them there. If they have a presence in that county, you can sue them there as well. Now, in most jurisdictions, there's lots of different places you can bring the case physically, right? So you've decided, okay, I'm going to sue someone in Miami-Dade County. That's where they're based. That's where I'm based. Where's the case actually going to take place? In Miami-Dade County, there are a number of locations where the case can actually take place. There's some in Miami Beach, North Dade, South Dade, right here in downtown. So you don't have to necessarily do it here in downtown. You can, but there are other venues that you can bring the case. Small claims can be in any local court. So there's one in Coral Gables, so if that's the closest one to you, you can bring the case right there. When we file suits, we file them our office. We do them all here in downtown because that's where we are. So we can walk from our office to the courthouse right away. Everything we're talking about now is less than $5,000. I will add one caveat to that. You may say, you know what? I'm owed $6,000. I'm only going to sue for five so that I can do it myself. So it's not that your case has to be less than five. It's that the most the court will ever be able to give you is $5,000. Okay, so now you've decided, all right, I'm going to file my case. I've got everything in order. What do I have to do? So we're going to talk about what's called the statement of claim. The statement of claim is a simplified form that you fill out and you take to the clerk's office with your filing fee, and that's what becomes the operative document that is the basis of your case that you will then serve that on the other side. The statement of claim has several sections. In the materials, you'll notice that you're going to list what division it's in, who the plaintiff and defendant are. Again, this is why looking up SunBiz is important, because if you're doing business with ABC Corp, is it ABC Corp? Is it ABC Express, Inc.? Those details matter, and that's where you have to put it here in the style of the case. There's some sections on the reason for the suit, and you'll include a brief explanation and the amount. It's very simple. Don't overthink it, right? I provided materials to the defendant, and I have not been paid. There you go. There's your explanation, right? In the amount, you're going to put $4,650. Prepare the information, and then in this material, it tells you about how to submit it. Again, you can physically take it to the clerk's office with your filing fee, and they will accept it. Everything is now starting to move electronic, but as of today, you can still take a small claims court case to the clerk and they will accept it. I suspect that they probably will always accept it, but they will probably have a means soon to accept your small claims case electronically. Lawyers can do it. We do everything electronically now.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.